The Sydney Convention and Exhibition Centre, Australia's first fully integrated convention, exhibition and entertainment precinct, was completed in 1988 on the old site of disused rail marshalling yards, which closed in 2013 to be completely rebuilt. Part of a $3.4 billion revitalisation of Darling Harbour by the New South Wales government, the new International Convention Centre is close to reopening. And today they had their first event to test out the new facilities, a wine and food function showcasing the new venue. The old facilities at the old Glebe Island Container Wharves have been housing some events in the meantime, but in the past few years, Sydney has lost many international conventions to other Pacific international cities. Roderick Chambers spoke with Operations Manager William Wilson about the potential for the revitalised city precinct.
The next 3 months, we have a test event phase, and we're officially fully operational just towards the end of December.
But has all the building work finished?
So the building work has finished externally. There's just a little bit of the landscaping and stuff, and there's little bits and pieces just getting fixed up back of house, but it's pretty much done and dusted.
Oh, right. And so Sydney's back open for conventions again?
That's it. That's it. Exactly.
Oh, excellent. So the wine event that you've got today, is this a first exhibition or still a trial?
Well, we'll call it a test event, absolutely. But so this was actually the first time that we've actually run a little function on site. So
right.
It's certainly quite exciting today.
Yeah. And how did it go?
Oh, very, very, very smoothly. It's very easy when you bring out the great quality wine and some beautiful foods from the chef that everyone takes it very nicely.
And are the hotel industry are going to be pleased with you opening up the convention centre again?
That's it. We got a lot of international delegates, a lot of interstate delegates will be coming into town and filling up the hotels and filling up a lot of the restaurants, so there's a lot of people very happy to see us open again.
What sort of a fillip do you think Sydney will see because of this? Is it going to be a noticeable difference in the economy of the city?
Oh, absolutely. The estimates would say that our economic benefit to the city every year is $200 million. So you'll certainly start to see that coming in the near future.
So we've certainly been missing it in the meantime then, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had the temporary facilities at Glebe. We expanded the exhibition facilities out at Olympic Park. And, of course, some of the hotels took up the slack. But the really big stuff, of course, has been going interstate or actually internationally.
Yeah. And of course, you've now got the Han Gin California parked off Glebe Island. So that's probably affecting you a little bit. There, I suppose.
Everything has a little bit of an effect, but we're opening up as the most exciting venue, in this type of industry. You know, straight across the world, there's a huge buzz about Sydney, so it's really exciting to be doing it.
And tell me a bit about this event then. Whose idea was it, and what have we seen today?
Yeah, so this was just an in-house launch for our wine collection. So we had a big tasting. We did over 1,000 bottles of wine that we tasted and narrowed down our list to a little bit under 100 different wines. And we have 80% of the list is from New South Wales. So very much that local economic benefit, and we were just out there showing off some of those great wines that New South Wales produces.
Will there be any sort of flow-on benefits for those Hunter Valley wineries? Like, do you think people would come along and think, I really like those wines, I might take a trip up there after I finish this event?
That's very much part of what we do. A lot of international guys come across. And, we'll put these wines from the Hunter or from Orange, and, they'll say, wow, that's fantastic. And, most of them come across with plenty of free time, and, they'll actually head out to the wineries and have a taste, or they might just pick up a case and ship it back home.
And is your main focus on business people because you're a convention outlet, or is there kind of a tourism aspect to it as well?
Yeah, there's certainly a tourism side of it. So we're a full entertainment precinct. So, yes, we've got the corporate side of things in the convention centre. We have public and trade exhibitions in the exhibition centre. And we also have the theatre, which is the replacement to the old entertainment centre. So 9,000 guest concerts. So we already have Keith Urban will be there on December the 14th. So, you know, a lot of people will just be coming straight into town to see that kind of thing.
And what's the alternatives now that you haven't got the monorail coming through? How do people get there from, like, the CBD area?
Well, we've really opened up the, you know, part of the whole development actually opened up a lot of pathways straight down from the city. We've expanded the light rail, obviously, that touches a lot more places as well. And there's more and more public transport that's going to be coming down to this area as well. So we've really thought about the infrastructure with the whole development as not just let's build a brand new building there and expect people to be able to get there.
And is it an integrated precinct now? Has the government's planning come to fruition, do you think?
And I think so. I think that's exactly it. And, you know, we'll see in the near future the IMAX is going to be redeveloped into another bigger hotel. And, you know, there's a lot of other projects that are going to be coming around. But this has really opened it up straight all the way from Central Station all the way down. You've got the beautiful walkway. You've got exciting-looking buildings. And, you know, and of course, you know, the piece de resistance sits in the harbour there. And, you know, we'll be running it.
So is the main competition going to be like, you know, South Bank and I think, what's Brisbane's precinct? Are they...
That's much to see me on the yeah. south as well, yeah.
Or is it international cities, do you think?
What you'll find, Sydney, certainly for the major events, we are up against the international ones, your Hong Kongs, Singapore's, Cape Town's, Vancouver's. And of course, Melbourne to a certain extent as well. But you know, that's the beauty of our new centre. It's bigger, it's better, it's brand new, it's right in the harbour.
And with the space of the convention centre, how flexible is it? Have they thought about smaller groups and larger groups, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So what you usually have with it, you'll have like the major conventions, and they'll actually have breakouts. So you actually have to have those smaller rooms, or a room that will do a meeting for 50 guests all the way up to our stunning ballroom that does 2,000 guests. You know, theatres for 2,500, another theatre for 1,000, and of course the main theatre for 9,000. You know, you can do huge numbers, but you can also do those really small groups and lots of VIPs drinking some really great wine.